Good morning, we're continuing Chayodim, and we're learning Klal Daled, and we just finished Siman Vav, which deals with the din of Kol Bisha Erva, and we touched on a significant topic, was the din of Zmiris, of women singing together with men, etc. So we touched on the din of Zmiris. I would like to go off topic a little bit of the din of Erva and move it to the din of Zmiris a little bit. We know there's a concept of Zmiris Shabbos. Try to understand some of the Hashkafa behind the Zmiris Shabbos and some of the halachic aspects of Zmiris Shabbos. We did talk about what is the halachic status of Zmiris Shabbos in regards to, is it considered to be Torah or not? We will talk on the halachas of Geniza, there's a key of Geniza on Zmiris, saying Shem Hashem during Zmiris, so different things which we need to talk about. Before we do that, I just want to give an introduction to the concept of Zmiris. There's a sefer in Chagi Yisrael known as the Kuti Mariach, and the Kuti Mariach in Leil Shabbos, he says the following: Zmiris Leil Shabbos, Yinei Minig Yisrael, Alomer Shiris Mishvachas B'Shabbos. We say Shiris and Shvachas. So he brings from the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim is in Simon Tov Shin Mem Zion. Sefer Chassidim was written by Yehuda Chassid. Yehuda Chassid was one of the early Gdolei Ashkenaz. He's close to, we know him as the author of Anim Zmiris that we sing Shabbos. Many shuls sing Shabbos morning or Yom Neroyim. So the Sefer Chassidim in Simon Tov Shin Mem Zion says the following, that the pasuk says that Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom Hashvi. The Baruch Hu gave a bracha to Yom HaShvi. So what is the definition of the bracha Yom HaShvi? So the first point that he says, that it's a day which is full, that it should be well lit, as opposed to the Karoyim, who thought that it should be a day where a person sits in darkness. He brings this quote from Rabbeinu Meshulam, one of the Ga'inim, the early Gedolei Ashkenaz, even earlier than him. Meshulam was in the 9th century in Germany, the 10th century in Germany. He says that it has to be light. But then he says, where do you see this? It says by Eiv, in the situation of that his klola was, he sat in darkness. So if klola is to sit in darkness, bracha is to sit in, when it's well lit. Furthermore, the pasuk says, kol masha omer Eiv beklola, whatever it says by Eiv that he was felt that he was being cursed, we know bracha is the opposite of that. It says al tavoy ranana, there shouldn't be any singing in my home because of the sadness which is there. A person should be singing on Shabbos. A person should be singing on Shabbos. The tears and tishbachas. In the Makara Chesed, which is a pirush on the Sefer Chassidim from the Chidor, he gives a maramakum to a medrash shira shirim. The medrash shira shirim is in the last perek. But in the pasuk brach b'di, so the medrash says a mushal that there was a king, which had made a meal, and there were some people sitting by the meal, and they were eating and drinking and praising the king. And some people were sitting by the meal, and they were eating and drinking, and they were getting drunk, and they were saying bad things about the king, etc. So the king got upset and wanted to destroy everybody. So somebody came and was Malamed, suggested a form of defense. Instead of focusing on the people which are being saying negative, focus on the people who are being positive. Similarly, when Klal Yisrael eats and drinks, they're Mavorchim and Meshapchim and Kalsim and Kadosh Baruch Hu. They say praises of Hashem. Lumos Arlam. When they eat and drink, they get drunk and they say they are mecharif amanayitz. They insult the Kodesh Baruch Hu, berayis, etc. So the Baruch Hashem thinks maybe he should be machab the world. Look what people do when they eat and drink. The Torah comes and it's melamed schus. It defends. It says, Baruch Hashem, instead of you looking at the ela which are mecharifim, look at Klal Yisrael. Shavorchim and meshapchim and mekalsim l'shimcha gadol b'tera ubizmiros b'sishbachos. We sit and when we eat on the Suda of Shabbos, we use it as a vehicle to praise Hashem and to sing Shiras and Tishbachas. The Rosh Hashem says, Brachto di, Kadosh Baruch Hu, stop, don't focus on the Mizorlam, but connect that specifically to Klai Yisrael, which does the opposite. So we see the Klai Yisrael is praised by the fact that they specifically say Shiras and Tish Baruch Hu. There's a Gemara Megillah, Nafi Beis, the Gemara Megillah makes the same point that the Mizorlam, when they eat and drink, they start talking about things which are inappropriate, etc. And Klai Yisrael instead uses it as a vehicle to talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu and to say praises of Hashem, sing which. This matter is saying, and not only saying praises of Hashem, but singing praises of Hashem. So this is the source that the Kutim Ariach says for the Minhag Yisrael that we sing Zmiras Shabbos. As we will talk about a few more points in the upcoming Shurim about the halachas of Zmiras. But that was just an introduction to the concept of why it's important to use the Suda Shabbos as a vehicle for Shiras and Tishbachas. Have a good day.